This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We continue hour number two. It's the annual preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay here with you. Danny Garcia at studio control, steering the ship, and kind enough to stop by Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com. We've got the season opening on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Panthers and the Boston Bruins, of course. And we've got the banner-raising ceremony right before that. And then on Monday night, of course, the night before the season opens, we've got the ring ceremony at Amerant Bank Arena. The proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. All the info at FloridaPanthers.com. So lots of fun, lots of festivities. And what's more fun than having Jameson Olive right here on the program with us? So, Jameson, we're going to bring you right in with this question here. We asked Tim Reynolds. We had some thoughts from Anton Lundell last segment about it. Billy and I have already talked about it. Jameson Olive, fill in the blank, the Florida Panthers' number one rival is who?
It's the Boston Bruins, 100%. And I know it's crazy to say because it feels like when they finally got good and that rivalry with Tampa finally became what it was supposed to become, we all kind of moved past it pretty quick because the series with the Bruins were so good. And we said, no, these are the guys now. And it's not just me. I talked to a lot of players on Media Day about that same thing. And, you know, they all said, you know, all respect to Tampa. You obviously have the in-state thing, but the game they feel has the most juice and has the most anger these days is Panthers Bruins, regular season playoffs. No matter what it is, those games are always, you know, cranked up to 110%. So I think it's not even an opinion. I think if you watch Panthers Bruins, you just feel it. It looks different. It looks like playoff hockey every single time they're out there.
I would agree with that. Tampa Bay over time, you want to establish that. I hope that's all great. They've established a lot of great rivalries, Jameson. One question for you. If the Panthers are going to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, what has to happen?
You know, it's interesting because you look at their roster and so many guys are back. They have 8 of their top 9 forwards last year back. They have 3 of their top defensemen back. You obviously have Bob back between the pipes. Paul Maurice is back behind the bench. They got so much consistency from last year to this year that you could easily say, okay, just go do the same thing and it's going to work again. Obviously, we know that's not always the case. So many things can happen in the NHL. But regardless, I just think there's no reason to believe that if they make the playoffs again, which we all think they will, knock on wood, that they can't do it again. But once they get there, so many teams can say the same thing. You know, if you go, even going back to last year, obviously things could have gone differently in Game 7 in the final. You know, if Gus Forsling doesn't score that late game winner in Game 6 in Boston, gets to a Game 7, what happens then? So many things have to kind of fall in your favor once you do get to the playoffs. So all you really can do is get there. And the Panthers have shown they can get there. And now when they get there, they know exactly what they need to do. So if I'm just honing in on maybe a couple individual things, I think it's going to come down to a couple of the new guys stepping up. Obviously, a whole new fourth line for the Panthers with, you know, Lomberg, Cousins, Stenlund all gone. So we're going to need to see something from Jesper Boqvist, from, you know, A.J. Greer, Tomáš Nosek. Once he's healthy, those guys have to play a big role because, as we saw with the Panthers last year, the fourth line is so important to this team's success, especially the playoffs. But, you know, Adam Boqvist, can he step into those shoes of Brandon Montour and be that PP1 QB? In the preseason, it's been looking good, but obviously, you know, you got to do that for 82 games plus playoffs. And then, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky, he was so good last year. He had a resurgent season, you know, coming off that great playoff run the year before, was a Vezina Trophy finalist. But, you know, now I think he's, you know, turning 36 this year, if he's not already. So every year when you get to that point, you always wonder, you know, is he going to lose a little bit this year? You know, with Bob, you always hope no, and you think no, just because he's so committed to the craft and his routine. So I think that's kind of the question mark for the Panthers is what Bob do you get this year? And I think they will continue to get the good Bob.
He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast. You know him from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast, offering up unparalleled insight and analysis. And, well, Jameson, you mentioned a lot of the names there, but throughout camp here, you've had a chance to talk to a lot of guys. You've watched everybody play, obviously, whether it be preseason, in camp, what have you. Is there a newcomer to this lineup for one reason or another who has maybe captured your attention the most?
It's got to be probably Adam Boqvist, who I just mentioned, just because he is potentially stepping into such an important role for the Panthers. And the way they got him, obviously, is so interesting. You know, a former first-round pick back in 2018, you know, by the Blackhawks, which traded to the Blue Jackets. You know, obviously was playing with so much pressure in Columbus, just needing to be that top guy, that big guy, dealt with a lot of injuries, didn't work out. They buy him out. He ends up here with the Panthers for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And not only that, he ends up here with his brother, Jesper, who also got bought out this offseason. So they're living the dream, playing with each other for the first time in the NHL, and they're loving it. But he's a player that, you know, obviously there's so much talent there. He's a little undersized, but the offensive skill, the hands, the vision, it's all there. And just, if he can stay healthy for a full 82, which he hasn't done yet through his first five seasons in the NHL, you know, most games he's ever played was, you know, low 50s. If he can do that, if he can find that health and consistency with the Panthers, I think there's just so much potential to untap there. And because the Panthers have this track record of just being the ultimate untappers, that's what's exciting about it, because you can easily see it. You can easily see, just given the talent Adam Boqvist has, given the position they're putting him in, if he is, you know, that power play one quarterback, that the numbers could suddenly all be career highs this year, and he could follow in the footsteps of Gus Forsling, of Carter Verhaeghe, you know, of Sam Bennett, of Brandon Montour. People forget, when Brandon Montour arrived to the Panthers, he was not a hot commodity. You know, they brought the best out of Brandon Montour and got him back to being the player people thought he was going to be when he entered the league. So that's kind of the exact same blueprint they want to follow now with Adam Boqvist. And, you know, like I said, it's looked good in the preseason. It's not like he's come in here and been rusty and they're looking at it and saying, I don't know if it's going to work. It's looked good right off the bat. So that's certainly exciting.
Bold prediction. Adam Boqvist puts up more points than Brandon Montour this year. I'm going to go on.
That's actually a great, no, but you say if they both play a full 82, I think it's going to be closer than a lot of people think.
I would agree with you. So, Jameson, Paul Maurice has been through everything you've thought of in 26 years of coaching. One thing he hasn't been through is what's happening this year, is coaching a team that is a champion. So it's got to be exciting for Paul Maurice, but this is a different beast that he's walking into, as far as trying and doing his best to get this team to repeat as a champion. Do you see anything different from Paul, how he's approaching this year? And what might the challenges be for Paul Maurice behind the bench?
Yeah, that really is interesting. And it's obviously a problem you want to have if you're a head coach, being the team trying to repeat. But I think if we're talking differences, you know, between last year and this year, obviously, I think the mood in general is a little bit lighter, just because obviously there's a little bit of a weight lifted. You know, they got it done. You know, they lifted the cup. They you know, made the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champions for the first time ever. And that weighs on you for a lot of time. As you know, Billy, that's like generational weight built up with the franchise and these guys over time. So that's lifted. It's gone. But there's a new chip there. And that chip now is to be the team that comes back and does it again. Because as we all know, the Panthers love being the bad guys. They love being the underdogs. And now they have 31 other teams in this league that want to take them down. And I think that just motivates them even more and makes them that much more exciting. So I think, you know, if you look at Paul, I think what's going to help is you always have your blueprints and you always have your stories and you always have your strategies. But now, especially with this group of so many guys coming back, there's going to be times this season where you can immediately point back to, you know, game 7 of the Stanley Cup final or something they did in the Eastern Conference final against the Rangers. And immediately all the guys are going to click and say, yeah, we remember that. Let's get it done. So I think there's a connection there that's going to be really valuable for the Panthers. And other than that, I think the biggest challenge also is turning the page. You know, a lot of these guys just had the time of their life and they reached the top of the mountain. So now they all got to get right back to the bottom of the mountain and climb it again. And I think that's why you hear the term Stanley Cup hangover, because it is so hard to mentally get back to that mental state. But when you have Matthew Tkachuk, when you have Alexander Barkov, when you have, you know, Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart, I think this is a group that's mentally tough enough to just get out there and move on.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by and chat with us today. Well, Jameson, today, Anton Lundell's birthday, 23 years old today, and it's well documented, everything he's been able to accomplish up to this point, more playoff games played than anybody in his draft class, 54. He's played in two Stanley Cup finals. He's got his name on the Stanley Cup already. We heard from him last segment here in our season preview spectacular, but Jameson, Paul Maurice has said on multiple occasions that they're aware of how high the ceiling is on Anton Lundell. They know how important he is to this team. And basically, time will tell on how good he can be down the road. Obviously, has the new contract extension, so he's going to be a fixture here for a long time to come now. Six more years of Anton Lundell. But, Jameson, in your mind, he's accomplished so much. We already know how valuable he is to this Panthers team. Where does his game go from here in your mind?
You know, it's funny, you look back at all the things that had to happen for the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, and I feel like sometimes lost in that is the Panthers having to hit on that first pick of Bill Zito in his tenure here. You know, he got hired, like, I think it was like 6 weeks later there at the NHL draft, the COVID draft, and he picked Anton Lundell there at number 11, and what just a pick that's been for these guys ever since he got here. He's been a player ever since he got here, but every year you've seen him get better and better. And last year, you know, 17 points in the playoffs, absolutely massive. Was big on the PK, was big at 5-on-5, and there were so many times in this last year, in the end the year before too, where Paul Maurice has said that third line's won them games because it just, that's where their depth really shines through. In the playoffs, a lot of teams can have a loaded top six, but once you get to the third line, if that third line can beat up on other teams, you have the leg up. And for the Panthers, that's been the case ever since Anton Lundell's been here. So when I look at him and I look at his development, you know, like you said, just turning 23 years old, already something like 60 playoff games, already has the big contract. So many things that guys wait their whole careers for, he's already got. So for him, it's all just smooth sailing, house money. And it's funny, I remember, Doug, you and I were talking to him this summer, and he said, you know, I've only ever had to really think about hockey in my life. And now I'm 20, you know, about to turn 23. I'm an adult. I got all these other things going on. So it's just been fun watching him kind of grow as a person and as a player. But for the Panthers coming to this season, he's going to be huge again because, you know, Paul Maurice has told us they expect him to now take over for Kevin Stenland in that role on the top penalty kill unit. You know, with Atuula Saarinen, the penalty kill was so massive for the Cats last year, especially in the cup final against the Oilers. So that's kind of his next step. You know, Paul Maurice has said they don't know what kind of player Anton Lundell is going to be. The ceiling's so high, but they're excited to find out after a certain point in time, you know, what player he does end up becoming. So I think this year he's proven he can score some highlight reel goals. He's proven he can be a responsible third line center. His faceoff percentage was a career high last year, which made him just that much more value. But I think for him this year, it's going to be being that top PK center, and it's going to be exciting to watch. But just such a good, good young weapon for the Cats, a guy that probably eventually over time you think will elevate himself to that second line center role behind Alexander Barkov. But for right now, having him on that third line with that Atuula Saarinen and with, you know, possibly Maki Samuskevich, another hot young player coming up, Panthers might have the best third line in hockey this year, just given how much talent they have there.
This can be one hell of a line. On a lighter note, we got the season starting tomorrow over in Germany. And the Panthers get a trip over to Finland at the start of November. How fun is that trip going to be for this group, especially that you talked about a Lundell and you got a Barkov and all the players that had the cup over there this summer? How just kind of bring us behind the scenes of that trip to Finland for the Panthers?
It's going to be awesome. For Doug and I, it's our great return after going there back in 2018 for that global series.
We're huge over there, Jameson. Don't undersell it. We're huge over there.
We there's a following over there. We love
documented.
It. We're excited to go back. So it's just the best people. Such they're all just rabid hockey fans. And I remember when we were there in 2018, right when we got there, we go into like a drugstore. And like, there's just magazines with Barkey on the cover. And that's just not something you see over here. We're like, whoa, like Barkey's, you know, just seeing him in this element where he's the biggest star in the world. It was so fun then. It's going to be so fun now, especially because this game is in Tapra or Tempe, Barkey's hometown, where his team Tapra plays that he co-owns. It's just going to be that much cooler. And I remember last time we went, it was just kind of the Barkov Line A show. It's just two stars kind of going at it. Where this time around, you know, for the Panthers, it's Anton Lundell, it's Nico Mikkola, it's Atuula Saarinen. The fact the Panthers are bringing such a big contingency of Finns, I just think is so awesome. And it really, for that reason, I think we're going to be able to see Finland through a couple different lenses because we're obviously going to talk to each and every guy. They're going to have their own thoughts on things. But for the Panthers to get over there in Finland, I just think it's so cool because, like I've told Doug time and time again, I think when it's all said and done, Barkov's going to be a top 3-4 Finnish player of all time, just based on the numbers and the awards we're going to see there at the end. He's already the first Finnish captain to ever win the Stanley Cup. So just to see their world a little bit, it's just so great.
Well, Jameson, there, I think we're going to be in Helsinki for a minute, perhaps. There will be a seat saved for you right across from me at Taco Bell of Helsinki, right there downtown about midnight.
Oh, come on, guys. It'll
still be open. I went twice last time. It was outstanding. No reason to not go back. And the chocolate, we got to get some of that Karl Fazer chocolate, too. That
loading was, up on the chocolate.
Yeah, that was outstanding. It was about my whole suitcase returning from that trip. Jameson Hall, FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by. Last one here for you, Jameson, because Billy and I are getting into some predictions coming up next segment, not just Panthers predictions, but NHL predictions. Jameson, who from the Eastern Conference, in your mind, is making the playoffs in 2025? Will it be four from each division? Is the Atlantic going to get a fifth to the Metro's three? Do we see one of those teams outside the Atlantic's big four finally break through and get in? In your mind, Jameson, who will occupy the seats at the playoff table in the Eastern Conference when the postseason comes around?
Oh, that's tough. You know, you look at the Atlantic, and we spent a lot of time talking about the Atlantic heading into the season, and I think you still got what I consider maybe the big three, which is, you know, Panthers, Leafs, Bruins. You know, the Lightning are still the Lightning. They still got Victor Hedman and Nikita Kucherov, but without Steven Stamkos, even though they brought in Jake Gensel, it's just a different team there now, and it's going to be curious to see what those guys look like. I'm sure they'll still be fine, so I'm still picking them to be a playoff team. So that's four from the Atlantic right there. Then you go over to the Metro. You know, you got the biggest dog over there, which is obviously the New York Rangers. And then after that, Doug, I think things open up a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, a team like the Penguins, you know, with Crosby coming back and him kind of near the end of the road, making a run at some point and getting in by a point or two. Don't have a lot of faith in the Islanders. You know, Doug, it is so tough. I don't know. Do the Flyers make a step? You know, last year, obviously, they took a step forward, but kind of faded at the end. So I think I'm not really confident in many teams in the Metro other than the New York Rangers to definitely be in the playoffs. But obviously, two other teams got to make it, Doug. I don't know. Who do you like in the Metro?
Metro, I think it's going to be the Rangers, Devils, and Carolina. I don't think I'm breaking any ground there. And I wanted to pick a fourth team from the Metro, but and here's the issue. Five from the Atlantic. It sounds all fine and dandy, and it sounds easy, and I think I like Buffalo and Ottawa, especially over the rest of the Metro. The problem, though, for teams like Buffalo and Ottawa is they have to play teams like the Panthers, the Lightning, the Leafs, and the Bruins so much, and it's going to be tough on those teams. It's going to be tough sledding throughout the year for anybody in the Atlantic, but I am leaning toward five in the Atlantic.
New York Islanders, don't sleep on them with Patrick Waugh. Look at the record when Patrick Waugh took over. They're never bad. They're never great.
They're always there.
They're never bad. The New York Islanders with Patrick Waugh, my personal opinion, find a way in.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. And like I said, the fact that those Metro teams don't have to play as many games against the top dogs in the Atlantic, I think could play a scheduling advantage for those teams. Jameson, we thank you very much for stopping by. We will see you tomorrow as training camp continues and just one game remains in the preseason slate, and then the points count for real coming up on Tuesday. He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast, second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You can find him on Twitter at Jameson Coop. Jameson, thanks again for taking some time.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks,
that is Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by. We will head to our final segment here on the program. Coming up next, we will get to some predictions. Billy and I have some predictions for you. So we'll get to those on the other side. We'll talk about who we think is going to be in the playoffs this year. We'll talk about who we think is going to lead the Panthers in goals, points, who's going to be the breakout Panther this year, maybe some other storylines that are on Mr. Lindsay's mind as we approach the start of the National Hockey League season. Lots to get to. We will continue breaking it all down as we go into our final segment next. It's the Panthers preseason special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.